Okay, today's daf is daf Chof Gimel. We're holding in the middle of the sugya. It's not charged. We're holding in the middle of the sugya of Meilid, in this case Meilid Recha. And on the second line, Rab Rav Yosi Damar Tarvaya Sechufe Kasa Ashiroi Biumatava Asur. My time and Mishum the Meilid Recha. So you take a cup in which you've already put in from before Yontif. It's full, especially when you've got a spray can type of thing. You open it up now on Yontif. You roll it over your clothes. You say, you can't do that. Why? Because you're being molid reach in the clothing. Why is this different from what everybody does? Everybody takes like a little, let's say, a piece of all size, crushes it in their hand between their fingers, lies in that molid reach, or other things that you cut. That you cut it, and then the smell comes out. No, you're missing the point. Hatam recha mia evil. There the smell was there the whole time. What you're doing by cutting it, and so on, is you're making it more accessible, so you're being massive now, your sensitivity to it. But over here, there was absolutely no reach in these clothing whatsoever. Now you're going to do this, you're being male. In the baguette. And yesterday we saw that there was a sock not to put down. There were three levels, basically. Whether bichlal it's us or because of heilodas reach. That was Rab who held you couldn't even use cheres because you would be putting a smell that would be absorbed throughout the cheres, now emitted from the cheres. You had the shaila of whether it was mutter al gabi cheres, if you're not chayish for the heiloda, so that there was no problem of a kivui, because there's no eish. So when you put down the incense, so you put down the lavender on it, you're not being mechabed. You're being mavir. Rashi says mavir is no problem over there because it's mavir kalach or yad. Not everybody agrees with Rashi. The Tosfos brings an approach that mavir it is, but the mavir was never a problem. Mavir is considered to be mutter, the terech lechol nefesh, because that's the norm. And even in case it's not, there's a mitech. But over here, but kivui is never for eichel nefesh. I'm going to be mechaba for eichel nefesh. It's not shayach to say mitech at all when it comes to kivui. And now we have a third shita where Rav Amar al gabei bichlal is not mutter. Actually, I mean, it's not really a new shita. We saw yesterday it was a machlokes according to Shmuel it's mutter because tam it's considered to be a dover hashava l'chol nefesh. And indeed, this is exactly what Rava says. But Rava says to make nafkaminas and Shmuel. Once you hold it to ochol nefesh, which check to say I can't, if I'm going to be using something for ochol nefesh, I can't put it down on a fire because or on coals because it's going to be mechab. I don't understand. And how do I make a barbecue? I make a barbecue on Yom Tov. I put the meat down. Meat drips all over the coals. As it drips, it puts out the fire for a minute. Nobody held that was a problem. But snafka meat, once you admit that recha is considered to be the equivalent of ochol nefesh, the chavel ochol nefesh. So then it's exactly the same. If I make a barbecue, so I don't view that as a mechaba that's not, that's only a heksha for echol nefesh. That's the only way in which I can make the meat. The same thing over here. Dorosh Rav Gavia mi be Katil, apitcha de Veresh Galusa. One time Rav Gavia from Katil, he was standing at the doorway to the Veresh Galusa and he gives over this psak halacha, which nobody knows exactly what he's talking about. And he says, Keturah Shori. That may go to marry Keturah, or maybe it's to smoke, you know, be my pipe smoking or whatever. Anyway, they asked him, what is it? I'm laying a mema. What is ketura? We don't use that word around here. I'm laying my ketura. What exactly does that mean? I mean, we use the word ketura for, very interestingly, putting in pleats in women's clothing. I mean, is that what you're saying is mutra? Why would that be mutra? Ketura biyadi. I mean, that's maisa umanu. I mean, that's the cleaners, the dry cleaners. How's that? They make these molds. They put either gloves on it or skirts on it. They put in the right pleats. I mean, that's called the Maisuman of Tikkun Mana. That wouldn't be mutter. You couldn't possibly mean that. Are you talking about Ma'ashen, Ketura in the sense of smoke? You know, so you're now gonna be Ma'ashen with spices. So what you mean is to use incense. Is that what you mean? I mean, isn't that also? Okay, mechaba. You put it down, you're already being mechaba. Omalei Ravashin. No, I meant. He meant indeed Rav Gavia mi Beit Katil. He meant La'ashen. Why does he hold it's mutter? He holds it's mutter because we already said that once you hold that it's mutter and it's considered to be shavu l'chol nefesh, so why is it any different from making a barbecue? Ikidi amri omalei ameimar. Now others say that what ameimar said to Rav Gavia is a little bit different. He said my ketura, ikitura biyadi. You're talking about now the ketura that we do in the dry cleaners, the gloves and things. That's ma'aseh umanu. He couldn't mean that. Ila ashen. Now this this version, his problem with the Ishun was the broader problem, which was Rabbah's yesterday's psak, Bishum Molid Recha. So there he was saying it would be Asur to come Molid Recha. I was even assuming that what you're talking about without a problem of the kibbutz. So we said, okay, well, cheres, whatever, but what about the problem of Molid Recha? Rav Ashi, in this version, Rav Ashi not only came to support the Ishun of Rav Gevirbi Beikatil, but he said even more powerfully, he said, Ana Amritane, excuse me, sir, I was the one who told him that Allah, and I know what I'm talking about. Mishme de Gavar Rabba Amrita. I said it over to him in the name of a great man that it's talking about, Le'yolam La'ashen, and it's the same psak we were talking about before, that it's me, it's what Rav said. Midadava, Bisra Gumre. There can't be a problem over here of any sort. Because if I made it, that it's considered to be a shavel kol nefesh, I don't have to be chayish for anything. I make basar gumre. There's not only no problem of the kibbutz, there's no problem of the smell, there's no problem of anything. This is considered, you could say the same thing. You could say, I make a barbecue. This is a new vision of the basar gumre. Before we used basar gumre on the kibbutz. He's using basar gumre, even though you could say when the meat drops on the coals, it gives this kishmak of barbecue taste in the charcoal. Now we can sell barbecue flavored charcoal for your next barbecue. I mean, so what? That's the way in which I'm making it. That's not a problem. I don't view that as Meilid Recha. I view that as Erechel Nefesh. The third thing that he was making was that Oisin Yedim Ekulas. And what was the problem with that? That it's Nirek Erechel Kotcha Bechutz, as we said, but it's a famous Maisa. Tanya Rabbi Yossi Omer. Rabbi Yossi brings a maaser. We had him sachin of Tudus Ishromi, and he was a famous doctor. He was a chacham gadol. He was the head of the community in Rome, and he was manig b'nei Romi lechol gedim mekulas b'lei lepsachin. He says, "Get a zecher lemikdash." Same way that Rabbi Gamliel was bekel. So he taught his community b'dafka that they should eat a gedim mekulas that they barbecued on Yantiv night on Erev Pesach. That it would be similar to achivah sekarchi, similar to achivah the korban pesach. Shohulei, so they sent a message from Eretz Yisrael that, you know, il molei tudus atav. Look, if you wouldn't be the great guy tudus, or we don't, we're not going to play games with you, put you to nidui. But if you'd been anybody else, gozranu alecha nidui. Shatam achilut bnei Yisrael kachim b'chutz. What are you doing? You're eating kachim b'chutzim. What are you talking kachim? Obviously, he wasn't bringing it as a carbon. It was a zecher b'alma. What kind of kachim b'chutz? Elayim ke'ein kachim b'chutz. I was saying, people who see this, they're going to come to think that maybe it really is a modern day Korban Pesach, Korban Pesach outside of it. All kinds of kibkulim can come from this. It's not Kedai the Zeicher. You're talking about Pesach? What are hickory sticks? But that's the case we had before. For what? So that's what we said. That was the Machlokas Kufa, between Shmuel and Rav, whether it's considered to be Shavuot or Kol Nefesh.
No,
it's fine. It's exactly the same thing. That's the case. Shmuel is Matir.
Look, the Heilige Mishnah.
Shlosha Devarim Rabbi Eliezer ben Azaria Matir v'chachamim Osrim. Once already we're on to this business. Rabbi Gamliel being Machmanak Bechali, being Mekel, Shlosha Kula Sarakam, we bring also a Maisa. Rabbi Eliezer ben Azaria was also Mekel in three things, which were against the Chachamim. One was Paratoya Tzipru Tzuhashe ben Karnel. We already know the Maisa from Shabbos didn't mean literally, but we'll see. That it's the Pashas of the Mishnah that he allowed his little cow, you know, his favorite, what do they call him? What's the name for a cow?
Bessie.
So he allowed Bessie out wearing her little pretty ribbon, you know, I mean, a cow without a ribbon going to the 4-H club. I mean. So she went out on Shabbos wearing her ribbon. Terrible. Furthermore, he held that you were allowed to card a behema on Yantav, which means to comb it with a sharp comb, which Lamaisa acts to remove not only dirt but scabs, and so it causes bleeding. And he was matir that. He also said that you can put in the pilpil into a large pilpil grinder, which is the way that you would do it on Yontif, because after all, you need fresh pilpil. Whereas the Chachamim, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, whereas Rabbi Yehuda said, "Ein mikardin esabim bebiyontif neshayis chabura." You're going to make a chabura cause bleeding by using a carder. A carder is made out of metal. shtif, which are shardabian. Aval mekar tzefin. You could do kirtzuf, which is something equivalent, but it has wooden teeth, which are always not as sharp. They're rounded at the edge. So over there, they clean, but they don't cause bleeding. Mechachomim omim, neither. Ein mekardin, aflo mekar tzefin. So let's go through the three things in the Gemara. First of all, what is this business about Bessie? For God's sake, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was a mega agriculturist. What kind of Bessie? He had millions of animals. Maybe the Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah had a pora havi. Like, what are we talking about? His little pet cow? Omarav. Some say it was Rabbi Yudah Omarav. Tleisar alfei egli av a meiser Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah medrei kol shata. He had 13,000 agalot he gave every year for meiser behima. Okay, that was he's got Bessie with her. Yeah, I could just see it now with her little ribbon in her hair. So by the way, Tleisar's point. We spoke about this back in Shabbos. Tleisar points out that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah could not have been alive before the Churban. Or certainly, he might have been alive, but he certainly was a baby, because he was 18 years old when he took over the Nesias from Gamliel. Rabbi Gamliel was still a minor, because Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was doing all of the Gezeris, which he shouldn't have been doing, because what happened to the Nesias? Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was giving the Gezeris while he was still Rabbi Gamliel hadn't taken over yet, doing all of the Takonis that we had earlier after the Churban and so on. So by the time he got, and then Rabbi Gamliel was Noeg Nisiusa, and he had to grow up first, and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was only 18 at the time that he took over this. How could he possibly have been in a position to be giving 13,000 animals during a time when there was no longer in Meiser Behema, wasn't being Noeg, because you couldn't bring them, and they were Mevatalit after the Churban. So Tosa says either he had a court-appointed steward. What's the word? Not big trouble. It's in English. What is it? A guardian. He added a guardian. Maybe that's what they were giving. The guardian was giving it. Or maybe when it says that it was nisbatel, it doesn't mean nisbatel all at once. It's gradually, over a number of years, they stopped giving it because they gave up hope that the Beit Hamikdash was going to be built the next year, or they ended up making a takona in various places until it became universal, that people would be nichshal and having kutship, and they're having to say, stop taking off my surveillance. But one or the other, it can't be that he himself, as an adult, was giving for a long time Meiser Behema. Certainly they were Mevatel not long after the Churban. But in any event, how does he come to have Bessie with a little ribbon in her head? I mean, these multi-million dollar operations are going to have little Bessie. No. The time of the price explains Lo Shaloi. That wasn't his pet cow, you see. It was his neighbor. He had this little neighbor, poor neighbor, okay, old lady has her pet cow. And this woman used to allow her cow out on Shabbos wearing a ribbon in her hair. And mitoch shelo michaba nikreit al shmo, because he wasn't mocha and this old lady who had her pet cow and get out there and scream, get that ribbon out of your cow's hair. Because of that, we called it his cow. It shouldn't have happened in his neighborhood. What is the difference between the kirud in the Mishnah and the kirtzuf, which Rav Yehuda was matir? We had a three-way machlokas. We had Rav Elazar ben Azariah was matir kirud. Rav Yehuda asert kirud was matir kirtzuf. The Chachomim who asert both kirud and kirtzuf. So first, before we define the machlokas, let's define the acts. What exactly is the difference? You know, kirud refers to thin teeth on a comb. That's ketanim. The problem is that they're osim chabura, they can cause bleeding. Kirtzuf is where you have wider, you have wooden, wide teeth in the comb. The enosim chabura. And here's how to understand it. Shalosh machlokot bedavar. We have three different shitas in our Mishnah, which are based on the following. Rabbi Yehuda, okay, this is Rabbi Yehuda Shitasai. So let's start with Rabbi Yehuda. He's in the middle over here. Rabbi Yehuda holds always that the dover shenem is kavin is us, right? So because of that, I can't use kirut, because even though my kavona is not to cause bleeding, but the dover shenem is kavin is us. So therefore, kirud, which is ktanim, is liable to be oisach aburayas. But kirtzuf, which is a gedolim, normally is not oisach aburayas. There's no problem. So he's matter that. Lo gazvinu kirtzuf ato kirud. People know the difference. Tell a farmer you can do kirtzuf, you can't do kirud. I don't have to be gozer kirtzuf. There are bonin who say even kirtzuf is us, or will be the svar. They hold, be'etzim they hold in the ikra din kributa, the davar shen miskavin is us. But gazrinu and kirtzuf ato kirud, they even hold one step more, is that if we're once already we're going to be matir kirtzuf, then farmers are going to come to be doing kirud. So we have to ask using a comb on your behema on yontif. Whereas Rav Elazar ben Azariah, he held it b'chol there's no problem. What's the problem? That it's going to cause bleeding? It doesn't always cause bleeding. So he holds like Rabbi Yishimon. Rabbi Yishimon holds the Dovah Shemim is Kavin is Mutter. And over here, it's not a Psik Reisha. It's going to cause bleeding. So therefore, Bein Kirud, Bein Kirtzuf is Mutter. It's interesting that the Re points out, even though we pass him like Rabbi Yishimon, the Dovah Shemim is Kavin is Mutter, the type of combs that we use always pull out hairs. He says, and that is a Psik Reisha. So we can't use our the way we do it, because then even our Libra Rabbi Yishimon, it's awesome. No, for the cow. Huh? What's that? Yeah, well, either. I mean, obviously, we'd eat all the time. I didn't know. Omar Rava, Omar Reb Nachman, Omar Shmuel, Amril Omar Reb Nachman Lehu Day. Some say Reb Nachman said it, not quoting Shmuel Vizot. But in any event, Halach Rebbe Shimon. Why do I say Halach Rebbe Shimon? Ah, because look, Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah is made it to Rebbe Shimon. Omar Le Rava, now, whoa, excuse me. You bring a riot for this mission, Rebbe Shimon, because Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah holds it for Rebbe Shimon. What you should say is Halach Rebbe Yehuda, because the Chachamim will argue, and Rebbe Elazar, they hold like Rebbe Yehuda. Not only hold like Rebbe Yehuda, they're even Geyser, Kirtzer Fatur Kirut? Well, I don't get it. How do you derive from this Mishnah, because Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah agrees with Rabbi Shimon, against Rabbi Yehuda, when the Chachamim were the majority, agree with Rabbi Yehuda? That's a funny way of paskening. So he said to him, you missed the point. I hold of Rabbi Shimon, okay? So I'm paskening with Rabbi Shimon. Now I'm bringing you, I'm not bringing you a raya halakas like Rabbi Shimon. I'm telling you halakas like Rabbi Shimon. I'm also saying, look, and besides that, I hold the Rabbi Shimon. It's not only Rabbi Shimon, it's Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah too. Okay, so, va'od, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, ba'idelo. Besides the fact that I passed him like you. No. Where? But that would still be awesome, Rabbi. It wouldn't help us. We need to get onto the issue of Davidin Miskavin. Yeah, but we always do that when it comes to Davidin, because it's very hard to be machalic between the two.
Look, yeah. The
same
pool,
exactly.
The
same
pool. In the academic world, it's a major issue. Right. What happens between Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai and Rabbi Gamliel? Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai abdicate? Were they dead? Was there some type of fight? I don't know.
Yeah, he was acting in locum, Rebbe, because he was too young. But there was never... No kidding. All right, let's try that again.
Look, the Heilige Mishnah.
Once we're on the topic of grinding pepper, I just want to point out that grinding pepper is a rather complex kind of process when it comes to the dinim of Tumah V'Taira. Now, you take a look at a pepper grinder, okay? Yeah, peppercorns. You've got three levels there. You have the grinder itself, the top part, where it goes through the wheels. That's made out of metal. Then it comes down and falls through a sieve kind of thing that prevents the thick pieces that weren't ground properly falling into the bottom container, which is made out of wood. And the part that's made out of wood is a normal base kibble. The middle part, which is also made out of wood, is not a base kibble. Look, or it's pshute kliyetz. Pshute kliyetz should not be matami. Nonetheless, says the Mishnah, arechayim shel pilpulin tmei mishum shlosha kelim. It's three different shemais of kelim there. And Tosfos points out that this would make an afkamina in that each one is considered to be an independent kli. So normally, let's say you have a pair of scissors and one side of the scissors breaks, it's no longer a pair of scissors. You're not going to be matame half of the pair of scissors. Mashenkin, over here, each one of them functions independently. Yeah. You still have a grinder, even though the grinder will fall directly on the floor. Or you have the middle part that you can use as a sifter, because it keeps that, and you can have a normal base kibble. So the three parts are Mishum Klei Kibble, which is the bottom part, which is not Pshute Kliyetz, but Kliyetz. You have Kli Matechet, which is the grinder over there. Any instrument is Mekabel Tumah, it doesn't have to have a base kibble. And then you have Klei Kivara in the middle, which is a sifter. Now, I mean, there's no real category called Klei Kivara. So Rashi Tain is the only way to understand that, is that the Chachomim were Gezer, even on wood, which would not normally be considered to be Tomei because Pshute Kliyetz is another base kibble here. But in this case, they are considered to be a weave. Like a basket weave is a weave. To be Kleyariga would be similar to Beget. So Chachomim Asur, even though it's made out of wood.
So it has something to Beget? Why
is it woven? It's woven because you use sticks. It's like a basket weave. Uh-huh. Thin basket weave.
It has a
Tosfos Tainas, there ain't no such animal as Orig from Eitz. Never heard of it. And that what it has to be is, as our president says, so that why isn't that a base kibble? The very fact that it will hold back the larger pieces for falling through means that it's a base kibble. Now, that's not so partial. Again, normally a base kibble means something that has an edge and that you can carry around in and that doesn't have holes through. through it. I mean, okay, it's a very important machlokas. What is a new category indeed called klei kavara, even from Maisa Eitz. Very interesting. We have it over here.
The red board, is that a klei kavara pshuta Eitz?
Yeah, but there is a gezera on boards, bichlal, are used by balabatim or tzorche adam.
So what is called pshuta Eitz?
That's used, kalim that are used directly by an adam. It's a separate thing. Let's say the shiluv of a ladder.
What of a ladder?
You have like a step of a ladder, or and so on and so forth. So there are gezeras on things that are, or something called a leisha. Even if it doesn't have, that's what are we getting into over here? But that's the whole mission about levazvas and Yisrael levazvas. I let him do this to me. Why? I wasn't on my alert. Usually before I walk in, I say, watch out for him today. Sorry, but you're up to three already. No. You started off with the hickory sticks. This is already three. Tana, so again. So tachtona mishum klei kibul, emtzait mishum klei kivara, elyona mishum klimatechet. Obviously, it goes in the order over here. The bottom one is the normal klei kibul of klei eitz. The middle one is a kivara. The top one is a metal grinder. Now, because we spoke about already interesting halakas in which we have a machlokas Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon as to their usage, and it's also usage which involves now issues of tumah v'taira. So once already we had these two previous mishnayos which combine those elements, we throw in here a mishnah that doesn't have any better place to be, but sure doesn't have all that much to do with our perek, and we put it in here as well as it was introduced back at the time of Rabbeinu HaKadosh by Saba Josh. They wanted to make sure we remembered it was Kadosh.
Look, the Heilige Mishnah.
Agalash shel katan, tamei midras, v'nitelet b'shabbat. So Rashi learns an agalash shel katan means a child's wagon, which Taisa says, a child's wagon, what's the chiddush? I understand. Child's wagon is mamash a kli, a normal kli, like anything else. Why in the world would I think that a child's wagon wouldn't be makabel to mazivas and so on? I mean, it's a normal kli. Therefore, Tosfos says that what it's talking about over here is a child's walker that stands now basically just on its three wheels. It's not something that normally holds anything. It's a walker, so the kid leans on it. The Kiddush is that the leaning itself is considered to be kli midras. So therefore, if the child would be a zov, which is very far more likely than we usually account for, because at birth, because of the hormones of the mother, children are often born as zovim, and nobody pays any attention to mitaira them. So Lamaisa, the kid is walking around as a two-year-old with they never mitaira him, and he's mitame the walker
because it's
midras. Yeah, you often find swollen. You'll find males with swollen breasts with milk coming out of the breast. Yeah. So all of that is because of the mother's estrogen affects the child. So here, if the child is a zav or a zava, even though he or she is not sitting in the walker, says Tosfos, that's a chiddush because you're leaning on the walker. Yeah. So that's the first issue. So the tanei mishum midras, and you can carry it because it's not considered to be a clean mukzah. But in an igras elagabe kilim, you could only have the child walk if you have a carpet on the floor, because otherwise, if you've got a normal dirt floor, so then you've got a problem of making basically bayne, because you're making grooves in the floor. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, kol hakelim ein nigrarim chutz min ha'agala. Now wait a minute. I agree that you can't drag a bed or a chair across the floor. Of course, this is the classic case. This is Rabbi Yehuda's case that he argues about with Rabbi Shimon in the din of the Dovah Shenem Iskaving. Gorer adam mitaki sevesav sav. Mamish classic. I would agree with all of the above, but not this case. Why? Because here, since it goes on wheels, it does not make a groove. You say, but what do you mean? I see the groove. That's not a groove. That's what they call vesha. That's pressure. Pressure's not a groove. Doesn't move anything out of the way. So since it doesn't move anything out of the way, there's no problem. Because it's not making a hole. So that's not the derech of binyan. The only chashash is that often one of the wheels gets jammed, as the Rishonim point out. So that would be the chashash. If one of the wheels gets jammed, and another, nonetheless, you're pushing the thing, so it ends up making not a chashash for that. That's not the norm.
Isn't it even stronger? Because yeah, you don't want it to make a hole. You want it to travel as smooth as possible.
Yeah. That gets into the lo nechala issues. Again, it's not mamash arsugya. Oh boy, you should have been in Telz for this one. If you like Rabbi Gifter,
really?
This was one of the fiery issues in Telz, whether they could rely on. For decades, this was on. This machlokes and whether it's okay for the women to be pushing the baby carriages. Agalashel katan smeha midras da samichiluya. Okay, so let's go through it step by step. Why is it Matame Midras? Because the child leans on it. Of course, according to Rashi, he's in it. When he tell it b'shabbat, and why not? You can only use it if you've got carpet. Wait a second. So that's Rabbi Yehuda. Agabe kilim, in agabe karkalo. You're telling me I'm not allowed to use it on the ground. Why is that? My time at the avid charitz. Says so the problem over here is because it makes a hole. But that's Rabbi Yehuda. Because Rabbi Yehuda is even a Dov Shem Miskavet is also. According to Rabbi Shimon, Dov Shem Miskavet is mutter. And I mean, we know that famous machlokas. Rabbi Shimon on Megora, the Mita Kisevis of Sal, Ubilvat Shaloit Kavin La Sot Charitz. But so then how do you understand the end of the mission? The end of the mission, Rabbi Yehuda himself argues with himself. He was the one that was saying the ratio, right? He was the one that was saying that it's usher unless it's on carpeting. So how does it say, but Rabbi Yehuda says it's mutter? So Ema says, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Ein Hakol Nigrorim B'Shabbos Chutz Min Hagala. So apparently the only issue of Yimnesh Koveshetim of a Charitz Lo Avda. According to this, what he's saying is that does not make a hole, a furrow in the ground. So who was the one that was saying in the Reisha that it does make a furrow in the ground? Boy, am I getting confused over here. Says the Gemara, no. Of course, both sheet is over your Rabbi Yehuda. It's Treta Noya, Libra Rabbi Yehuda. There was a machlokus whether Rabbi Yehuda was chayish for a jammed wheel in the wagon or in the walker or not. That's how Rashi learned. But Avada, both of them are following the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda. Dov Shem Miskavet is us. Not that there were two sheetas as to whether Koveshet is considered to be a furrow. That wasn't the two sheet. Hadron Aloch Yom Tov.
Li Neder. Functon the Heilige Dritte Teirek.
Ein Sadin Dagim Min Abivarium Yom Tov. The Ein Lotim if they hem is on. Now, this basically opens up a whole new issue, which we've been talking about, but without really going into the details. All along, we've been assuming that there is something wrong with doing some of the issues that are tzarech erchol nefesh on Shabbos and not some of the others, right? So we sort of, under the carpet, speaking of which, we just sort of assume that those things that could be done on Erev Yom Tov, those are the things you shouldn't do on Yom Tov. But the truth is, as we mentioned earlier, that's not at all posh, because Tosfos Tainez, Rashi is always throwing in that svar. You could have done it before Yom Tov. Tosfos says you could have done it before Yom Tov. Remember, we had this discussion about the melach. So what the shiloh over there was, is salt considered to be oichol nefesh, or is salt itself considered to be only machshire oichol nefesh? Because that's something Jumai mission. That had to do with the machlokas Rashi Tosis, which is nogea this mission. The question is, why is it that we're matir only from the melacha of lisha onward? Things that come before lisha, we're not matir. So to go and to be keitzer and to be teichen and so on and so forth, we're not matir. So Rashi learns always things that you could do before, those things you could do before Yom Tov. What's going to go bad if you do it before Yom Tov. Tosfos points out, we'll see later on, that this distinction between that something can be done before Yom Tov is only said in terms of Machshirei Ochol Nefesh, which is how we understood the sugya before about Melach. But it's certainly not said about Ochol Nefesh directly. Now here comes the question when I want fresh fish. I don't want to catch my fish yesterday and start now putting it in the fridge. I want my fish, live fish, like when you go into the fish store over here, they keep them live for you. My kids always used to run out of the store. It was tragic. But how else do you have really fresh fish? So therefore, why not? I mean, you have over here a case you want fresh fish. Why is it different than doing shechita? Why can't I do now the tzeda? It's equivalent to the shechita. Says Rashi, you always had an option that you could have taken it before Yom Tov and put it into a little bucket so that it would be alive, but then you wouldn't need to be tzad, because it's already nitzad va'omet. So therefore, it's not really the equivalent of shechita. there's nothing you could do over here. You could have avoided the problem of Tzeda itself, and therefore the Tzeda per se could have been done from before Yantar. Again, Taisus Tainus, that doesn't make any sense, because Tzeda is Nogea Ochel Nefesh directly, not Machshire Ochel Nefesh, and therefore there shouldn't be an Afkamina. Anything. What do you mean? No, of course the fish, but not because of what you said. Blah, blah, blah. Fish, because otherwise I can't keep it fresh. Other animals I can keep fresh without seda. I just don't share. You were talking about from a vivarium.
What is a beaver? Is it a big condo? What is
it's it? One of those. It's one of those kind of animals that makes little...
beaver. what is this? A big
a beaver. Yeah. Comes from the word vivacious. Same word, vivacious. Something alive. Vivarium. Something that holds... Yes. It's life. Living being. So vivarium means a container, like aquarium, vivarium. It was not only for aqua, which is live fish, or water, yams, which hold the water, but it's what holds live fish, in order to keep them alive. It's called a vivarium.
How big is the beaver?
Let's see now. Big enough that you have to run after the fish to catch it. That's the Hagdor of Tzeda. You can't get it just by putting your hand in. It jumps to the other side. So if it were a bucket or something small enough for you to just put your hand in and take it directly, it would move over on Tzad. Tosfos Tainus, no. That doesn't make any sense. Because it's Ochel Nefesh. It's not Machshirei Ochel Nefesh. It must be another reason of vivarium problems. What are the problems with the vivarium? Tainus Tosfos, the removal of a dog from water is the equivalent of Ktsira. Since we assert Ktsira, is it only after Ktsira you're allowed to do things? So this comes under the general rubric of Ktsira. Now, Lamaisa, there's a lot of different approaches. Not everybody agrees with Halal, with this Hagdora of things that could have been done before Yonta. Rashi does say that. The Rambam says that. And he speaks that at length, even in Mishneh Torah. Darn, it reminded me, I forgot to say something I wanted to say yesterday for the Shabbos. Anyway, remind me afterwards. The Rambam for the Shabbos. But in any event, the Yerushalmi brings a drasha. What's the drasha? That immediately after the Ulav Adoh Yaseh Lachem, it says, Ushmartem et ha-matzot. Ushmartem et ha-matzot. Oh, it comes to tell me, from the place, Richie, from the place that you have to be shomer the matzos, which is only after you put in the water, and now you're doing lisha. Ulav Adoh Yaseh Lachem. Those are the malachas you're allowed to do on Yom Tov. Very interesting drasha. So if anything prior to lisha is not included in Tzorchei Ochel Nefesh. Okay? What's the Hesper? Obviously, it's an Esmachta. So different Rishonim give different explanations. So some Taina, the meaning is that those things which are generally done very much separated from the actual act of Achila. Your coats are your field. You don't go from Katsira to Achila. I mean, between the Katsira of the field and the actual eating, months pass, right? You know, coats are, then it sits there drying, you put it in there, you take it into your barn, and then you have to, you do the winnowing, take it to your barn, process it, it takes months until... So those things that are not directly part of the normal preparation of food, the Chachamim were geyser on, even though you want to do it in a way that is a direct preparation of food. It's very similar to things that are not Nogea, Ochel Nefesh. Richie... Others learn the problem is because those are malachas that are generally done a lot at a time. When you do katsira, you don't do katsira of enough to make your dough, you do katsira of a field. In which case, we're cheshesh, we don't allow you to do katsira, and that no yontif. So people, katsira, okay, I might as well do my field, and we'll use a little bit for making our yontif meal. So therefore, anything that's done a lot at a time, they didn't include, they asked min rabbanan, in order not to come. Others learn those things that are done separate from the achila are looked at as uvda dechol. This is the way people do things all year round. This is not part of achona for yontif. So therefore, the rabbonim were gozer on things that are similar to stam malachas that you do all year round. The guy's doing his work. We don't see that as nogea, his eicha yontif directly. So they asked all those things. Mashenke, when it comes to kneading a dough, I mean, that's already close to what you want to have something fresh and good. You do that at your seudah, immediately prior to your seudah. Woman's in her kitchen kneading dough. So those, from that point on, those type of melachas, those are mutter. In which case, same thing would be true about the tzeda. The tzeda is usually done separate from the hakona, or it's usually done as part of your job, you're a trapper, and so on. Okay, so all of these things would be, because we have a number of different ways of understanding this distinction, but it seems to be that indeed it's only a drabona, that as far as the Torah is concerned, if I need to do this for Tzerech HaKol Nefesh, the Torah, what maybe it's Merames in the Asmacht and Yerushalmi, it was Reish Lakish who dashed it. So we have a lot of different approaches. But all of them are necessary in our approaching this Mishnah, Vein Tzadim Dagim in Avivarium, to be discussed tomorrow at greater length. Rabbi Rav Yehuda Amar Tavayu, Sechufi Kasa Shiroi Biyumatava Asur, my time off, Mishum de Komoli Grecha, so why shall I be Moilo Mariarbo, or Kotmo Mariarbo, because Hatsum Recha me Ita, all he's doing now is a Sufi de Komoli Grecha, but over here, there's no reach at all. Uludi the Komoli Grecha. Rabbi Amar, even our Gabi Gachelas, it's mutter. What's your problem? See, he never made a barbecue on Yonta before. Meaning Rabbi Abisra Gumri. Dorashot Gavimi Bekatil, Apitr de Veresh Galuta. It's got this really Spanish sounding sound, eh? Ketura Shori. Omale Amemar, what's this Ketura jazz? I mean, Ketura Biyoti, I mean, that's my Sumanu. La Ashen, that's Osir, I thought it's Bechaber. Omale Ravashi, Loyolam La Ashen, and he holds his no problem with Kibbut. Mirid Avi Abisra Gumri, because Yotta Tzor from Nefesh like Shmuel. Ikiri Amir Omale Amemar, my Ketura, Ketura Biyoti, Sumas Umanu. Ila Hashem, it's also the Kamoli Grecha. Omer Ravashi, Ana Amrita Mealoy, don't start up with them. Mishmei the Gavarab Amrita Mealoy. Lolam La Hashem, Miridavi Abisrei Agumre. Osin Gedim Kulas, study Rav Yossi, Amar Tudus Yishromi, in Higet B'nei Romi, Laechol Gedim Kulas B'nei Lepsochim. Shokhula Yomoloi Tudus Atoy, big trouble. Goes Rani Alecha Nidui, Shata Ma'achilet B'nei Yisrael Kachim Pachutz. Kachim. Kachim, Sakadaita, Elema Kein Kachim. Shloshit Varm Rebelozer Benazaya Matir, the Chachomim Osrim. Porato Yotz Abru Tzu Ashe Ben Karnea, the Kardinata Beima Biom Tog, the Shochakinata Pupil in Berechaim Shalahim. Rebbe Yudomer, and the Kardinata Beima Biom Tog, Mivtei Shosecha Bura, Aval Mekartzefim, Chachomim Orim, and the Kardin, Aflo Mekartzefim. The name of the Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah, Chada Parah Avilei, Omer Rav, Amel Omer Rav Yudah Omer Rav, Tlei Sar Alfi Egle Avi Meiser Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah, Mir Rekoshata Veshata. Tana Lo Shalo Aita La Shal Shechinato Aita, Mitoch Shalo Michaba Nikreit Al Shmo, Mekardin Et Abeima Biyom Tov Ter Rabbana, Ezeo Kirut Veezeo Kirtzuf, Kirut Ktanim Vosir Chabura, Kirtzuf Ktanim Vene Vosir Chabura, Veshalosh Machlokot Bedavar, Rebbe Yudah Sarva Darishayin Abis Kamen Osir, Miu, Kirud, which is Kitanim, Osichabura, it's also, but Kirtsov Gedolim, and Osichabura, Velogazino Kirtsov, Otto Kirud, Rabbonet Zavinamik Rebbe Yudah, that the Novashen Miskavit is also, nonetheless they Aser Kirtsov, because Gazino Kirtsov, Otto Kirud, Rabbi Lozab and Azariah, Bechalal doesn't hold the Rebbe Yudah, so like Rebbe Shimon, the Omar Davashen Mitkavin Mutar, and therefore Ben Kirud, Ben Kirtsov is short. Omar Ravam Reb Nachon Amashmuel, Varmil Om Reb Nachon Lechudei, Halacha Rabbi Shimon, Sharei Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Modelai. Omelai Rabbi, what? That's a way to paskin. Alema ma halacha Rabbi Yehuda, Sharei Chachomim Odim lo. Omelai Anak Rabbi Shimon Sfirali. Va'od Sharei Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Modelai. Harei Chaim Shal Piyopulin Tmei'ah Mishum Shlosha Kelim. Mishum Klei Kibul, Mishum Klei Matechet, Mishum Klei Kivara. Tana Tachtona Mishum Klei Kibul. Emtsait Mishum Klei Kivara. El Yonah Mishum Klei Matechet. Agalashel Katan Tmei Amidras, Vinitelet Bishabbat, Veinani Greret Ela Agabe Kelim. Rebbe Yudah Omer, Kola Kelim Ein Nigrarin Chutz Min Agala, Mipnei She Koveshet. Agalashel Katan Tmei Amidras, okay, Samech Lui. Nitelet Bishabbat, Yikatorat Kli Alea. Ein Nigrarin Ela Agabe Kelim, Agabe Kelim, Ina Agabe Karkalo, must be, my time at Kovet Choritz, it could only be going to live Rebbe Yudah. Because according to Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon mitkaven butar the tani Rabbi Shimon Aimer, Gorer Adam mitaki seves of sal, ubevat shloit kaven asot charitz. But then how do you understand the next piece? Ema sefer, Rabbi Yudah Omer, ein akol nigron b'shabbat chutz min agalami v'shikoveshet. In other words, Apparently, Rabbi Yehuda holds Kovei Shetin, but it doesn't make it Charetz. Make up your mind. Treta, now you leave it to Rabbi Yehuda. Hadron Aloch Yom Tov.